Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Chapter 133, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Shir HaMa'alos LeDavid. Hine Ma Tovu Ma Na'im Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. A Song of Ascents of David. How good and how pleasant it is that brothers dwell together. Verse 2. Kashemen hatov al harosh yored al hazakan zakan aron. Sheyored al pimidosav. It is like fine oil on the head running down onto the beard of Aaron, that comes down over the collar of his robe. Kital chermon sheyored al harari tzion. Kisham tziva Hashem es habracha chayim ad haolam. Like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the mountains of Zion, there Hashem ordained blessing, everlasting life. How good and how pleasant it is that brothers dwell together. This 14th chapter of Shir HaMa'alos focuses on love. We have a mitzvah in our Torah, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The Ramban teaches us that this mitzvah to love your fellow like yourself does not obligate us to love everyone's personality or person as much as we love ourselves. The Ramban says that is actually not humanly possible nor necessary. Rather, Ramban says, we must want for others as much as we want for ourselves, daven for others as much as we daven for ourselves, and be happy for others' success as much as we are happy for ourselves. When I first read this Ramban, I must confess my reaction at first was, and this is humanly possible? Jealousy, competitiveness, rivalry, these ideas are as old as the world. Ever since the days of Cain and Hevel, Yaakov and Esav, Yosef's brothers, Korach, Haman, history is filled with jealous people, often brothers. How is it that we are expected to rise above this very human weakness? Firstly, Rav Hirsch teaches us, what is love? Love is the idea that I cannot live without you. It was Yetzias Mitzrayim that taught us first to love Hashem. When we learned that He is the giver of life, that we can't live for one moment without Him, we achieved Avas Hashem, love of Hashem. And so Rav Hirsch teaches, that is the meaning of love. It is not enough even just to not wish others harm. To, as we say in Yiddish, fragin them, allow them to live and allow them to succeed. We must love them. We must recognize that hine ma tovu ma na'im sheves achim gam yachad. It is so beautiful, so wonderful for brothers to live together that if we are missing a member of the Jewish nation, that is like missing an arm or a leg, that we are one, that we are connected, that we need each other, and that we need each other to succeed. Who is our role model for this? Isn't it Aaron? Aaron who taught us to love? Aaron who was so beloved by every member of the Jewish nation, man, woman, and child, because he would be an ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, a lover of peace and pursuer of peace. He loved people and would take it so personally when people would fight. He couldn't believe that anyone could be resentful, angry at this Jew whom he loved so much. He brought brothers together, Chazal said. He brought husbands and wives back together. He taught us not to be jealous of each other, that there was enough for everyone, and that your brother's success is in fact your own. The chapter continues. Kashemen hatov al harosh yored al hazakan zakan aron sheyored al pimidosav, like fine oil on the head running down onto the beard of Aaron that comes down over the collar of his robe, and like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the mountains of Zion, there Hashem has ordained blessing, everlasting life. When Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Aaron HaKohen, the oil dripped from his head to his beard to his clothing. And when Hashem sends rain to Har Hermon, it ultimately will reach Har Tzion as well. Hashem has many pathways to send brachos to us through. when Hashem sends bracha to someone, how foolish it is to feel threatened by this, minimized in any way by this. Hashem is sending bracha to your brother, who you love. This is cause for celebration. These were the eternalized teachings of Aaron HaKohen. But truly, Aaron HaKohen is our role model for this, not only because he preached it, not only because he taught it, but mostly because he lived it. Aaron, who had up until a point been the go-to person, who was the leader, the activist, the messenger of Hashem. But when it came time to save the Jewish people and to be the one who was chosen to receive the Torah and teach it to the nation, Hashem chose someone else. He chose Aaron's younger brother. Aaron's reaction to this? V'racha v'samach v'libo. Hashem told Moshe, who was concerned about Aaron's feelings and Aaron's reaction, Aaron will see you and be absolutely happy, not only in his voice or in his face, but in his heart. How fitting that an exile that was started through brotherly jealousy and hatred, the selling of Yosef, was ended through brotherly love, Aaron and Moshe. The Alshich teaches us here that this chapter is teaching us how, in fact, to get out of our exile. Our exile was also caused by hatred, by fighting. Hinei ma tovu ma na'im shevesachim gam yachad. What is beauty? When you stop fighting, when brothers sit in unity. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi nishmas Malka Esther bas Tzvi Yosef.